episode 1588, Am I Messing Up My Kids?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. It is Friday. Yay! And that means, yes, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and I hope you are ready to be so honest with yourself. Answer this question. Am I messing up my kids? Oh, come on. Let's get real. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, am I messing up my kids? This is the end of the week, and I probably have really screwed them up sometime this week. I just know I have. I don't know that I really want to know that answer. However, what I do know is that they are stretching me. They're always stretching me. Come on, my oldest daughter just got engaged. What? Okay, mind blown. Not only do I have two college graduates now, and between the two of them, they have 3 degrees. Our third child is now a sophomore in college. And in about a week, we are going to have a senior in high school and a freshman in high school. This is just wrong. And then I find out that one of my children actually technically falls in the millennial section. Okay, I am really messed up. But you know what? I probably am messing them up too. Who cares though what I'm doing to them? What are they doing to me? We have this parenting thing all backwards. We seem to focus on the children more than ourselves. Now, you know that our children are very, very important. However, why do we always question what we are doing to them? Instead of being concerned as to whether or not they are going to need counseling or therapy to undo what we did, let's reverse the question. Are my kids messing me up? And the answer is no. What? Yeah, no. They are stretching you. The capital of all capitals, stretching you. Messing up and stretching are two totally different things. You are going to make mistakes as a parent. Red flags all the time. I know this is probably big news alert here. You are going to make mistakes as a parent. You're going to make poor decisions. But overall, you are doing the best you know how. That's what you need to remember. But what is really awesome to see is how your children stretch you. Because what's better than real life? Nothing. So let the stretching begin. Become elastic in your perspective. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Become elastic in your perspective. We can become so centered on what we know. Strengthening our strengths, what we're good at, is super duper easy, right? If you can do everything that you know how to do already, that's nothing, right? Most of us operate in that. It's called habits, and we just do what we know. And sometimes those habits aren't necessarily as good, but we consider them our strengths because it just what happens. It's easy. But learning and growing is a magnificent challenge. God wants you and I to rise up to our potential, not the potential we know, but the potential to grow. All right, hang in there with me because I know it's Friday and you want your mind to go somewhere else, but I'm dragging you in on this one. It's Confession Day and I want you to own up. I want you to rise up. God wants to stretch you beyond your own knowledge. And the simplest way to do that is to put you in the middle of the mess. Am I messing up my kids? Probably. Are you in a mess? Probably. But they're messing me up to grow, to soar, to shine beyond the stars. Now that's got to put a little spring in your step and a smile on your face today, knowing that you don't have to know it all. Yes, high five. Come on. You got this. God wants to teach you. Proverbs 22 verse 6 says this, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So become elastic in your perspective. It's the SOS. Number one, stop. Stop hiding behind that which you do know. It's easy for us to just remain in our strengths. and we like it there. It's comfortable. We don't want to have to go out and learn things that are new all the time, but we got to stop hiding behind that which we do know. Number two, operate. Operate in love always. If you read the Bible, any part of it, what is the underlining theme that runs from the beginning to the end? Four letters, L-O-V-E. It's love. Operate in love always. And finally, number three, search. Search out what you don't know. We like to stay in our strengths, but we also need to discover that which we need also, which is what we don't know. So we got to be searching out for that. We have to be open to it. And we can't push back when there's new information, new knowledge that we need to seek out. Life is going to be messy, but understand that messy is a step to bring you closer to your God-given potential, not as a parent, but as a child of God. You see, that's where we're missing the mark as parents. We think we already got it all. We are very wise. We don't need to learn anymore. We've gone through our experiences. We've tackled the circumstances. We've soared over the struggles. So we got it. We don't need any help. But God says, my child, I am not done with you. I am still training you up. So when you are old, you will not depart from it. I'm here to tell you today, you are not old, but you are still a child of God. And he wants to train you up. And yes, he will use your children to do so. So instead of being fussy when you're not getting your own way because your children aren't following your commands, take a step back. Become elastic in your perspective. Stop, operate, search, and seek. Be on the outlook of what God wants to teach you, how he wants to grow you. Remember, it's not the potential that we know, but the potential to grow. You look at your child. Can you believe we're coming to the end of the school year? We are a blink away for us. My kiddos, yes, in a week from today, they are going to be done. I will have now a senior and then a freshman in high school. Yes, rock on. It's exciting. We're closing the door to the lower schools, you know, your elementary, your middle school, no more. It's all higher education from here on up. Now, that doesn't mean that I didn't love all the stages of life that we've gone through, but there's still much training to be accomplished, many roads yet to be conquered, many battles to be won. God looks at us and says, yeah, you may be done with elementary, middle school, high school, but now you're in my school. And I want to show you the way, the truth, and the light. I want to train you up. I don't want you to think you know it all the time, because you don't. And so you're going to be in messes, and you're not going to always do things right, because I want you to come back to me. I love looking at it this way, because it almost, well, it doesn't give me an excuse, but it gives me the opportunity to know that God is wrapping me up in his arms. He is my heavenly Father, as he is yours. We don't have to know all the answers, but we have to be open to learning them. And that's where we need to become elastic in our perspective. Don't you want your child to grow and to soar on wings, to fly, to reach their dreams? God looks at you and wants the same thing for you. So instead of asking the question, am I messing up my kids? Maybe ask the question, how are my kids messing me up so I can get closer to God? It changes our perspective. It changes how we see things. You are that important to God and to me. You're that important to your family. And to sit here on the sidelines and go, well, I'm just not feeling it today. I'm just going to kind of sulk. I'm going to have my own pity party. Whatever. You know, my kids eventually will thank me. Maybe 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now. I'm doing my best. Become elastic. Allow yourself to be stretched by your Heavenly Father, just as you stretch your child. It's a two-way street, isn't it? And it's kind of scary, yet also refreshing, knowing that God still wants to train us up. You're not alone. Now, you may feel alone, and so know that you're important. And if you want help with this, when it comes to, number one, accepting that stretch, it's hard. Have you ever stretched muscles that are tight and sore? It hurts. It doesn't feel real good. It sometimes is more painful than it is uncomfortable. It pushes you to the point of like, oh, I don't know that I want to go back there. But the more you're stretched, what happens? The stronger and the more elastic you become. The more like God you become. You see, that's what He wants for you. But sometimes it's hard to see when we're in the middle of the mess because the kids are messing with us. Life is messing with us, and it's messy in the middle. If you want help with this, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. You are so important that I want to extend my hand to you. Let's talk about where you are right now in your journey. Click on that link, Take Aim, and that will begin our conversation. When I was taking a moment in as to what happened all last weekend with having my son graduate from college and my daughter getting engaged, and now she's already talking about dates and how she's going to do the wedding. And then I have my son who's going to be going through his eighth grade graduation next week, and we're making some changes. And, you know, I'm working on the master bathroom still. I'm almost done. There's just so much happening. And we're just kind of like redoing things. And in life, sometimes I feel like we're always hitting the redo button. Like, oh, I don't like that. Let's, you know, erase and let's try this again. Oh, wait, erase and let's try this again. We can't change what happened yesterday. But we can open the gift of the present. Because by being present, you then are preparing for your future. So today, I want to encourage you. Allow God to train you up so you can train up your child. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.